Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
Today on Athens News Matters, we'll hear from Rick Stanzial, a political newcomer running for commissioner in District 5.
Property taxes have doubled over the past 10 years. We can't allow that to continue. We've got to have dense infill development.
Plus, one of his opponents, Xander Mason.
When the news comes at you quickly, NPR's Morning Edition slows it down to make sense of what matters. Stay connected to the facts with Morning Edition every weekday.
This is Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. As current District 5 Commissioner Dexter Fisher runs to be the next mayor of Athens-Clarke County, his seat is up for grabs. Several political newcomers have emerged in the race. Rick Stanzial is a skateboarder, musician, and real estate developer running for the seat. He sat down with WUGA's Emma Auer to discuss his platform and what he calls Athens's affordability crisis. Here's their conversation.
First, can you tell us a little bit about your background? What's leading you to run for commissioner for District 5?
My background, professionally, I was involved in the development, and I was the founding partner of Chase Street Self Storage and in the real estate business. And through my work in subdividing that 17-acre parcel back there off of Chase Street and Tracy Street and developing Chase Street Self Storage, I helped to get the warehouse district started back there. And it's been a real pleasure to watch that district go from an ignored area of town into what it has become today, a thriving business district.
How long has that been in the works, would you say?
We started it subdividing that parcel in 1999, 2000. So it's been 25 years. It was an amazing transformation because back then when we first walked that land, it was a burned-out warehouse. Athens didn't have climate-controlled self-storage, and that was our business plan for the parcel, and Chase Street Self-Storage has been a successful business ever since.
On your website, you make reference to infill development. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and what role that might play in affordable housing policies?
Yeah, I had a partner, Sean Hogan, and I developed infill housing dotted throughout the Boulevard Historic District. But our first project was the 7 homes on the block of Hiawassee and New Avenue. And these homes were targeted at first-time homebuyers and built with the ability to expand into the attic and leave room for accessory dwelling units in the backyard. And that's really where I think that affordability in new housing needs to focus on. We need to allow accessory dwelling units. We need to have duplexes and triplexes in all parts of town. We can't just have these McMansions going into the old neighborhoods and knocking out the original residents who are in there.
What do you think are some of the greatest challenges facing Athens?
That's the first one, the affordability crisis. I have friends who can no longer afford to live in Athens because they've been pushed out to the other counties, to Oglethorpe County, Madison County, Jackson County. My wife and I moved to Jefferson for a short period of time, but we ended up back in Athens, and we paid twice as much for our house in the same neighborhood. And that was just a shock. It's been really hard to imagine how the price of real estate has skyrocketed over the years. Now, that's both a blessing and a curse. Athens is a place where people want to be. And we can't just shut the door on people who want to come here. We've got to allow people to come here. But how do we accommodate all the people that are going to want to move here over the next 20, 30 years? And we've got to allow more development. We've got to have denser in-town properties. We've got to go up. The Urban 3 presentation by Joe Minicozzi, if anyone hasn't heard that or watched that presentation yet, go on YouTube and find it. It was eye-opening.
Yes, so that was going to be my next question. Do you have anything else to add about what approach you would take to managing growth in your district in particular?
Our district is pretty set right now as single family, and outside of the perimeter, it's kind of a quiet district when it comes to that. But I'm going to have to make decisions as a commissioner that affect our district by voting on projects in other folks' districts. We can't allow good or perfect to get in the way of good. And I think that's where we're at right now. We're letting perfect get in the way of good. And property taxes have doubled over the past 10 years. We can't allow that to continue. We've got to have dense infill development.
So you mentioned the tens of thousands of people that are expected to move here over the next few decades. And that's going to create a lot of growth, potentially a lot of new jobs. How do you think about economic development and kind of spreading the ability to access these new jobs to everyone?
Okay, the main engine of economic development in Clark County is obviously the University of Georgia, closely followed by our local government and the hospitals in town. What we need to do is prepare students coming out of the high schools here, the local school district, to go to work in those jobs. We've got to better prepare our students to be ready for employment.
And how would you assess the current functioning of the Athens-Clarke County Commission? And what do you think you would add as a person and as a politician?
This is the question I was waiting for. I have a problem with how many projects are being tabled at the moment. We have a great professional staff here in Athens-Clarke County that does a lot of the legwork to prepare the commission to vote, and we have great citizen input boards. We have the Planning Commission. We have advisory boards that serve at the will of the mayor and commission. So when we have a project that comes before the mayor and commission for their vote, they should be prepared at that meeting to vote on that project that night. Obviously, some projects are going to have to be tabled if there is an issue that comes up that hasn't been properly vetted. But I feel that we're tabling projects. Again, we're trying to get a perfect project are getting in the way of good projects. I have a lot of empathy for the neighborhoods that are being gentrified. But one of the ways to prevent that gentrification is to allow more student housing. So we don't have developers going into the neighborhoods, snatching up these houses, and renting them out to students. And that's what I've seen over the past 30, 40 years in Athens, is that a lot of these neighborhoods have become gentrified because we don't have the dense urban infill that other major metropolitan areas have. And Athens has become a metropolitan area over the past five decades.
And so to clarify, are you proposing the student housing go into certain areas, sort of the downtown core or other areas?
Yeah, our future land use plan pretty much dictates where we're going to get that dense housing along with our infrastructure. And we've got a lot of infrastructure problems that we're going to have to face over the next couple of years as well. And again, referring back to the Urban 3 presentation, we are really behind on maintaining our infrastructure. And that's another pressing issue that's going to have to be dealt with.
Do you see, you know, in the budgets, has there been room to have made those infrastructure improvements?
I think we've been doing a good job of keeping up, but what we haven't been doing is preparing for the future. And again, it goes back to, I think we have to have a dense urban core, and we've got to have the sewer structure, the water, the roads to handle the growth that's coming. The core development on East Doherty and the contribution they wanted to make to sewer expansion in that project. And once again, that's a project that got tabled. We, at this moment, our tour capacity downtown is just about maxed out. And if we're going to continue to grow our downtown area, we're going to need contributions like that from developers.
The Planning Commission, I believe, saw a proposal for a data center in Athena Studios. Do you have a position on data centers coming into the community?
Yeah, I don't think data centers are going to bring the amount of jobs that people are projecting. I think it's basically going to be a warehouse full of computer equipment. And I'm not sure if we can prevent the Athena studio from becoming a data center at this point, because it's already in process and I think it's zoned correctly already. But I'm glad that the Mayor and Commission put a moratorium on future data centers so we can look into this.
Rick Stanzial, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Emma.
Rick Stanzial is running for the commissioner's seat in District 5 of Athens-Clarke County. This is Athens News Matters from WUGA.
Saturday mornings, we're here for you with Weekend Edition. 2 hours of news, interviews, new music, new books, rattling good stories, interesting people, challenging analysis, laughs, air shows, and donkey rides for the kids. So come along with us. Weekend Edition, Saturday mornings from NPR News.
Welcome back to Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. Xander Mason is an Athens native, financial advisor, and University of Georgia graduate running for the District 5 commissioner's seat in Athens-Clarke County. He joined WUGA's Emma Auer to discuss his priorities, including youth development. Here's their conversation.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what's leading you to run for commissioner for District 5?
Yeah, so I was born at St. Mary's in town and raised here for a considerable amount of time. We spent some time in Atlanta when I was like 5 to 10, but moved back to town. I graduated high school here and college and have since moved back after leaving for a short stint to be a professional in Atlanta. And just love the town. I was born and raised here, and just I really want this town to stay a great town and continue to grow into a great town that I know it can be.
And what do you think are some of the greatest challenges facing Athens?
Yeah, we really, I think, have some big pressures right now. One of them is our education, specifically in the public school system. Our graduation rates are really low right now. To say a positive on that, I think our third grade reading level is starting to improve, which is an indicator for the future, which is great. I've actually volunteered at Books for Keeps as a literacy mentor. And all you do is go in and read with a couple kids for about 30 minutes to an hour a day. And the consistency of it and them just having a mentor, someone that's there and engage with them and telling them, hey, like, you can do this. You can easily read this book. You're very capable of it. And that third grade level is when you stop learning how to read typically and start reading to learn. So if you don't know how to read in third grade, that's when you get left behind. And that's where you hear the tragic stories of people that just never clicked for them, but they were a bright, bright person. So I'm really proud to say I've been a part of some of those kids' journeys and helped move that needle in the right direction. So education is definitely one of the big issues, and that kind of coincides with youth development. There's some gangs going around in Athens that are starting to grow, and their recruitment's doing well. And we need to combat that by having good after-school programs, having good summer programs and recreational programs to not only teach the kids, hey, what you're capable of, you're able to break this cycle, but on top of that, you are cared for and loved, and you're capable would be a great thing. Homelessness is a big issue that's facing Athens. It's very visible, I think. And that's a really tough issue. A lot of people that have a lot of different opinions on it too. And I really encourage people to just go out and serve. I am on the board of Bigger Vision Athens and have served a lot of lunches and dinners at the Sparrow's Nest. And that's where you're going to get exposed and meet a lot of these people that are experiencing homelessness and find out what they're struggling with and kind of figure out why they're in those situations. Some of it is just really bad luck. Some of it's severe mental health issues, and I would say a majority of it's substance abuse issues. You got to keep in mind a lot of those people that have substance abuse issues, it's not just, oh, heroin's a really good drug or whatever, but it's also they experienced a massive amount of trauma in their life that they need a release from. So it's a super complicated issue, and when I kind of approach the problem, I want to approach it with compassion and empathy first, but also with focus and a dedication to actually solving the problem rather than just making sure people are comfortable in that situation. A good friend of mine, he's a business owner downtown and is on a lot of different boards. He told me that the problem with Athens homelessness right now is it's easier to be homeless in Athens than it is to get out of homelessness in Athens. And I think addressing those causes will really, really lead to good results for the city. Another issue is our infrastructure. We have this awesome town that everyone wants to come to, lots going on, and it's a great thing, and we're attracting a ton of people to our city, and I love people moving here. It's going to be great for development, business, economics. These new people are going to add to our awesome tapestry of different people, but with that comes an issue of increasing traffic flow and a bigger burden on our sewage system that's already aging and starting to fail, and other utilities like that. So really bolstering a long-term plan that doesn't just address and fix, okay, now we can sustain the 10,000 people that moved here this year. We need to sustain the 50,000 people that are going to move here in the next 10 years. And that's really where I'm forward thinking.
Just to touch on what you said about homelessness and people being able to exit the situation of being unsheltered, when we think about rising costs of living in Athens, rising rents, rising home prices, what do you think is the solution there?
Yeah, housing is a big issue. I do think it does have an effect on homelessness, for sure. But I kind of see them as almost separate issues. A lot of what I mentioned about homelessness is it's addiction and mental health. And you can have a place for someone to stay, but if you give them that place to stay, that doesn't solve the issue. Like, they will still be an addict. I think what's really important there is let's make sure that we're getting good neighborhoods where people that are, you know, not just good professionals or have great jobs or that, but you know, the server that's working really hard to earn their 50-60k, they need to be able to afford a house, and really what's in their budget is a $200,000 to $250,000 house, and there's just not that in the market in Clark County. Some issues we face there is we're one of the lowest land mass counties already in the nation, really. And then on top of that, about 50% of it is taken up by nonprofits and faith-based organizations and other things. I think those are awesome and excellent things. They don't pay taxes. And so you have this large burden of taxes. So maybe you can afford that $300,000, $320,000 house, right? But then the property taxes are so high that it starts causing you issues on the affordability of that even. So it's a very multi-pronged issue as well. If we get the right development in the right places that increase our tax base, it can leave some of that burden off of those new homeowners as well. There's a lot of proposed solutions to getting that supply of housing up. Some things I've seen between townhomes and tiny homes and a couple other, I think they were called SIPs, but they're really quick houses that go up. And my concern there is just the longevity of it. Yeah, to give you a more straightforward answer, I think building smart neighborhoods that are affordable is really important. I think that we want to look at potentially doing some things to make it easier for those first-time homebuyers and those families to get the houses before an investor or someone comes and scoops them all up above asking price. And that's a case by case scenario in a lot of situations. So that's going to take some diligent work to do.
How would you assess the current functioning of the Athens-Clarke County Commission? And what do you think you would add as a person and as a politician?
Yeah, I'm not much of a politician, to be honest. I've never had hopes or aspirations to be one until about 4 years ago when I moved back to town and saw kind of the lack of direction, I would say, of the commission. We were pushing things through very hurriedly that I saw. One example is the homeless encampment that went up. We spent $2.5 million of taxpayer money on 50 tents in a field. And while I do appreciate the effort to make those 50 individuals have a more secure and better quality of life, I would argue that sleeping in a tent still is not dignified completely. You know, that was a big reason I thought, man, like I would at least have argued against that or would have brought up points that maybe would have swayed other commissioners to see maybe this isn't the right use of the money. Maybe we can find a longer term solution to that problem and move the needle in a different way. But yeah, I think that currently I know a good number of the commissioners. I think they're great people and that they're trying very hard to do what's right. But I think I'll add an opinion and a viewpoint that will help better inform them and, you know, give them some facts and figures that might sway their decision making in a different way.
All right. Well, Xander Mason, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Xander Mason is running for the commissioner's seat in District 5 of Athens-Clarke County. We look forward to having their opponent, Kimberly Bennett, on a future episode. You've been listening to Athens News Matters from WUGA News. The opinions expressed on this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of WUGA or the University of Georgia. This week's show was produced by Emma Auer. If you missed a portion of this broadcast, Athens News Matters is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at WUGA.org. And will be rebroadcast Monday evenings at 8. As always, thanks for listening and stay with WUGA throughout the week for the latest in-depth local news.